With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Perek Rambam, the first chapter in Hilchos Shkalim. The Rambam writes that mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah, that there is a positive commandment in the Torah, litein kol ish mi-Yisrael, for every Yid to give machtzis ha-shekel b'chol shana v'shana, for every Jewish man to give every year, once a year, a half a shekel. And every Yid means even if a person, God forbid, is temporarily poor or impoverished, destitute, nevertheless, you have to give a half a shekel. And says the Rambam that the Einoi Nois Noi Bepamim Rabois, you can't pay it out, giving a little bit of the half a shekel today and a little bit Lamachar, Hayoi Ma'at Lamachar Miyat, Elo Nois Noi, says the Rambam, Kulakiachas, Pamachas, you have to give it in one time, in one go. And as the Rebbe, explaining the inner meaning of this mitzvah, as recorded in Yain Malchus Sefer Zmanim Simen Lamed Zayin, Bechlal, when it comes to the mitzvahs, even those that for whatever reason cannot be kept at a certain time and at a certain place, the inner meaning of the mitzvah is eternal, is nitzchi, shayach to every yid in all times and in all places. And how much more so is this true when it comes to the mitzvah of giving a half a shekel, that again, in actuality, this can only be done when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. But nevertheless, even nowadays, Bizman HaGolos, there is the minig that Yidden have to give on Tainus Esther, right? The three half of local currency, half coins, like here in America, half dollars. All of that is zeched to the machzis hashekel. So you see that even in practice, there are things that we do that is zeched to this mitzvah. And the inyan of machzis hashekel beruchnius is as it is introduced in the Torah, with the words kisisa es roish b'nei Yisrael. It has to do with counting the entirety of the Jewish people. It has to do with knowing how many Yidden are there, which is connected to the shleimus of the Yidden. And that's not only true in their numbers, but more importantly, that the concept of the machzis hashekel's link with the shleimus of the Jewish people and the Jewish person has to do with our ruchnius dike shleimus. And as the pasuk indeed writes, that through the giving of a half a shekel, we achieved the lachaper al nafshei seichem. We achieved an internal within the Jewish person. And as the Rebbe brings the different expressions that we find in Chazal, whether it is what Rashi says, that when God tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Ze yitnu, this is what you should give, that Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu a coin made out of fire, and Hashem told him, Ki ze yitnu, or as we have in the Medrash, that God Almighty took a coin of fire from underneath His holy throne, Mitachas Kisei HaKovid, and it was this that He showed to Moshe Rabbeinu, and telling him that Kizei Yitnu, or even more, as we find in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, that Kaviyachal, so to say, God's right hand has five fingers, and it was with the fourth finger that God showed Moshe Rabbeinu what to give, and how to give, and how to achieve a Pidyon Nafshom. And as the Rebbe explains, that all of these three levels are true, milmato lomailo, that minimally, ayid as the koyach, whenever it is that we get involved in doing something, which is technically connected to the avodah of korbanos, beruchnius korbanos means getting near God, that in our attempt to get near to God, even when what we do, even when the mitzvah, is giving a simple coin to tzedakah, when a yid gives it with all of his heart, with all of his warmth, with all of her heart and warmth, that coin becomes a matbeah shaleish. It becomes a fiery coin. It touches the essence of our neshama that comes to the forefront. And we are even able then, says the Rebbe, to achieve the higher level, that which it's brought down in the Medrash, that we can go all the way up and reveal our connection to that which is mitachas kisei hakavod, and ultimately the highest madrega, as brought down in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, is that we should be a channel, so to say, for godliness to be brought down into this world through us, which is connected to the concept of machzis hashekel, is God's holy finger, kaviyachol. And the Rebbe says, and now we understand why the Rambam paskins that we can't give out this payment in parts, a little bit today and a little bit tomorrow. Because since the avoida, the ruchnis the avoida of machzis hashekel, which is to invest the essence of our heart, the fire in our heart, the spark of our neshama in our observance, that the etzem of the Yid's neshama cannot be broken down into pieces. It's one akuda. And this one akuda expresses itself when we actually fulfill the mitzvah by giving it in one time and not breaking it down into parts a bit today and a bit tomorrow.